Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Vulcan Materials Company, a leading producer of construction aggregates and a key player in the building materials industry. Vulcan Materials provides essential products like crushed stone, sand, and gravel for infrastructure and construction projects. We'll dive into how behavioral finance principles impact their strategies, their approach to DEI, market adaptability, and how they compare to other companies in the building materials sector. Let's get started.
Vulcan Materials operates in a highly cyclical industry. How do biases such as the optimism bias and the availability heuristic impact their decision-making and market strategies?
The optimism bias can affect Vulcan Materials' strategic planning and investment decisions. This bias involves overestimating the likelihood of positive outcomes and underestimating risks. In the building materials industry, this could lead to overly ambitious expansion plans or underestimating the potential impact of economic downturns. Vulcan Materials addresses this by implementing robust risk management practices and market analysis to balance optimism with realistic assessments. The availability heuristic also plays a role. This bias involves relying on immediate or easily recalled information when making decisions. For Vulcan Materials, this might mean focusing on recent successful projects or market trends when planning future investments. To counteract this, the company uses comprehensive data analytics and market research to ensure well-rounded decision-making.
Managing these biases helps Vulcan Materials make informed decisions and navigate the cyclical nature of the building materials industry more effectively.
Exactly. By understanding and addressing these biases, Vulcan Materials can better anticipate market fluctuations and optimize their strategic planning.
Let's discuss Vulcan Materials' approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion day. How does DEI intersect with behavioral finance in their operations?
DEI is crucial for Vulcan Materials, particularly in fostering a diverse and inclusive workforce that can drive innovation and improve company culture. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance employee satisfaction and performance, which in turn can positively impact productivity and overall company performance. For investors, Vulcan Materials' commitment to DEI can signal that the company is focused on long-term sustainability and ethical practices. This can enhance its reputation and attract investors who value corporate social responsibility. Additionally, a diverse workforce can bring different perspectives and ideas, contributing to more effective problem-solving and innovation in their operations.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI initiatives when evaluating companies, recognizing the positive impact on corporate culture and performance.
That's right. Vulcan Materials' focus on DEI can strengthen its market position and appeal to investors who prioritize diversity and inclusion.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Vulcan Materials stay competitive in the building materials sector, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Vulcan Materials adapts by investing in technology and efficiency improvements, expanding their product offerings, and exploring new markets. Behavioral finance helps Vulcan Materials understand consumer preferences and market trends, such as the growing demand for sustainable construction materials. By leveraging this understanding, they can align their product development and marketing strategies with current market demands. Data analytics and market research also play a crucial role in adapting to changes and identifying new opportunities. Vulcan Materials uses these tools to stay ahead of competitors and ensure their products meet evolving customer needs.
This adaptability is essential for Vulcan Materials as they navigate market changes and address emerging trends in the building materials industry.
Exactly. Staying informed about market trends and consumer preferences allows Vulcan Materials to maintain its competitive edge and continue delivering value to its customers.
Now, Let's compare Vulcan Materials to other companies in the building materials sector, such as Martin Marietta Materials and CRH PLC. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Vulcan Materials dynamics focus on its comprehensive product range and technological investments. Martin Marietta Materials, known for its extensive network of operations and strong market presence, emphasizes efficiency and scale. CRH PLC, with its global operations and diversified product portfolio, appeals to investors interested in international exposure and a broad range of building materials. Behavioral finance dynamics differ in how each company's strengths and market positioning influence investor perceptions. Vulcan Materials' focus on technology and sustainability offers a value proposition compared to Martin Marietta and CRH.
Each company in this sector has unique behavioral finance strategies that shape their market position and investor appeal.
Exactly. Understanding these dynamics helps investors assess each company's strengths and potential risks in the building materials sector.
To sum up, Vulcan Materials strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether through managing biases in decision-making, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. These factors collectively impact their market performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. By leveraging these insights, Vulcan Materials can continue to thrive in the building materials industry.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Right.